Yeah, I think it went off while we were, there we go.
I'm on?
You're good.
Good. Good afternoon, Perry Lara, 29518 Daggerboard Road. I don't want to be duplicative, but you've asked for a full record. My lot also on Daggerboard.
Yeah, please do. Please show us where you are.
I am here.
Okay. Yep, okay.
We all bought into this community with no mention of pickleball. So that's an amenity. We all decided this community was good enough with what it was offering without the pickleball courts.
Right.
It will absolutely disrupt the quiet enjoyment of the houses on Daggerboard and many others. My objection isn't against pickleball, but rather it should be located somewhere else where people have notice, and either they decide to buy or they don't buy next to the courts. Alternatively, if you're not going to make that a condition of their approval, they need to at least be required to mitigate any sound with fencing that's known. It's in magazines. It's not too ugly, and it's not terribly expensive. And with all respect to a speaker before, we shouldn't leave it to the players to self-police themselves with buying any new high-tech stuff with quieter balls and quieter paddles. The solution for mitigation is to put up some sort of fencing around it that mutes or muffles the sound. But again, that's alternatively. I strenuously suggest that as a condition of approval, the pickleball courts go somewhere else.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, who's next?